not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
We have to rise above challenges and find strength in the midst of adversity.
We are in a battle of good versus evil.
Satan is the father of confusion.
I don't care what they do to me. I'm going to keep calling them out.
They're berserk trying to disarm Americans, and we need to push back.
I'm glad you're fighting for America.
There's always hope.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Faith and Freedom. I'm Chimene Nugent. If you haven't already heard about the Miami Mall incident, reportedly, there were teens fighting with sticks, which led to more than 60 police cars being dispatched, Black Hawk helicopters flying overhead, and thousands of homes in the area lost power, and Miami International Airport canceled flights. Sounds like a lot just for kids fighting with sticks, right? Well, here's the interesting part. Apparently, eyewitnesses reported seeing 10-foot-tall creatures. Well, what were they? Was it some sort of, were they aliens, or was it a hologram, or what? Well, stand by. Coming up soon, we're going to be talking about that in just a bit. Joining us live now, speaker, author, and podcast host, Heidi St. John. Heidi, welcome.
Hey, Chimene, thanks for having me. It's nice to be here.
I did a little cyber stalking on you, and it looks like you have an incredible ministry with Mom Strong International. Tell us about that.
So I am a mother of seven. I did a little cyber stalking of you as well. Jay and I were married in 1989. Good year to get married.
Yes.
And I have been ministering to moms on the front lines of the culture for a really long time. So Mom Strong International has been recently rebranded as Faith That Speaks. I release a brand new Bible study there every single month. We have several thousand women that study God's word with me. And I believe this is the opportunity for the people of God to learn to hear his voice. If my faith found its voice, what would God have me say? If my faith found its feet, where would God have me go? So it's really equipping of a generation of mothers who are really being asked to step into the culture wars in a way that previous generations didn't see coming. I'm a grandmother now, and it's become even more important to me to see this new generation equipped in truth. So that's really the heartbeat behind what we do. We run the Homeschool Resource Center here just outside of Portland, Oregon. We've currently now about 800 students, and we are doing everything we can to rescue children out of the public school by giving parents all the help they need to take their kids out of this broken education system. So we're doing a lot to see a new generation of parents equipped for the battles ahead.
I love that. Heidi, thank you so much for what you're doing. God bless you. You're saving not only people's lives, but children's lives, most importantly. Was there one thing that made you say, I got to do this? One incident that happened, or was it a series of things?
I think it was a series of things. You know, I am a homeschool mom. My oldest daughter's 32 years old now. I never planned on homeschooling my kids. I think it was just the Lord who impressed it upon my heart that a large part of what's happening in the culture is that parents like me, and this was certainly the case when I was growing up, parents have outsourced the responsibility that God gives to parents for the teaching and training of their children. We primarily do that through the school system. And when our daughter was in the public school, you know, 27 years ago, I guess, now in second grade, I pulled her out and did the thing I said I would never do, which was to become a homeschool mom. I just was like, you know, what woman in her right mind wouldn't be locked up with her kids for, you know, 9 hours every single day in the morning when everybody else is sending their kids away on a little yellow bus for free? But that decision that my husband and I made to bring that responsibility back home changed the trajectory of our family. And once I realized how powerful it was in our family, like changing relationships, it changed the dynamic in our home. It brought our family closer together. Absolutely, it's a difficult thing to do. And I realized maybe if there was more help available, other mothers would make the same decision that I made. And that has absolutely been the case for the last, maybe 27 years, we have planted over 100 homeschool cooperatives around the United States at the Ramstein Air Base in Germany, up in Canada, which is now basically, you know, communist country up there under Trudeau. But I believe that education is the front line of what is the hostile takeover of our nation. We are cranking out kids by the hundreds of thousands every year who hate this country. They believe that communism and socialism is better than a free market society, better than capitalism. And the truth is that most of our founding fathers were educated at home. It turns out we had a very literate generation. These were the people that wrote the Federalist Papers. And now we are watching literacy rates jumping. These kids can't do basic math, basic language, but boy, they can tell you what your pronouns should be. And so for me, the education system in this country should be a five-alarm fire. I just released my ninth book, my first one with Brave Books, but I've been writing to this generation of parents now for about 16 years. And I have a podcast that's coming up on 23 million downloads. So just talking about, I think, honestly about what's happening in the culture. For me, it was a recognition that raising children was the responsibility of parents, not the state, not the teachers union, not the school, not my pastor. I love him. God love him. But the responsibility belongs to me and my husband. And that's the message we've been trying to get out to parents now for coming up on 30 years.
Wow, I love that. I homeschooled my son, who is 33. You and I have a lot in common.
Yes.
Married in 89. This will be 35th wedding anniversary year for us both, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
And, congratulations.
Thank you. But in the rock and roll industry, I think it's like dog years. So you times seven. So it's a long time.
It is that in homeschool years also. I was telling somebody the other day, I think I'm 187 years old in homeschooling. I mean, I could be wrong. I'm doing the math a little bit, but I think I'm coming up on 187.
Well, I wanted to share. I homeschooled my son on two different occasions, and I loved it. This was 20 years ago, so there wasn't a lot of resources available. Now I can only imagine what's available. And boy, if you've got school age kids and they're in public schools or even private schools, you ought to think about pulling them out. Is there a place where people can go to get your curriculum downloaded, or can they set up satellite systems like you have already available?
Yeah, so that's a great question. People can find us at Firmly Planted Family. It's the nonprofit organization that my husband and I founded nearly 30 years ago. If you go to firmlyplantedfamily.org, you'll see sort of what we're doing. It links to the Homeschool Resource Center. We have a dream to see these centers in every city in America, because I firmly believe that education is the front line of the culture war in this country, of the hostile takeover that we are witnessing every single day. And so what we want to do is get centers like this one from sea to shining sea. And so that when parents come to a homeschool resource center like this one, if they say, listen, I just learned that the Battleground School District is teaching our kids that there's 400 genders. They could be a narwhal whale on Friday if they want to be. And I decided to pull my kids out. Then we take away every excuse they've ever had. So we offer over 200 classes here. We're teaching the Constitution through people like my friend Mike Ferris and Rick Green over at Patriot Academy. We are bringing the truth to parents every single day. And I think that's what parents need to understand. I mean, you hit the nail on the head when you said, boy, if your kids are in public school, you should consider taking them out. I am not as nice as you anymore. And I'm always telling people, listen, the barn is on fire. At what point to get the horses out? The Titanic is sinking. How about we stop polishing the brass on the sinking ship and we get our kids out of the system of education? Shemaine, we're sending our kids to a system of education that is lying to them about who they are, lying about the country, lying about the history of our country, lying about good and evil, lying about the role of parents. We send them to these broken institutions for 15 years in a row, and we wonder why they come out broken. Well, education isn't neutral.
They hate the country. They hate parents. Yep. They hate everything. And they've got a handout. You know, it's really incredible. I want to switch gears really quickly. I'm just wrapping this up. But I was told that you say that you're married to, I'm married to a rock and roller. And I hear you are as well.
I am. Actually, I told my husband that I was coming on the show, and he was like, what? Cat scratch fever? Oh, my gosh. So my husband actually had his own. It was a Christian rock and roll band, but he's a very gifted guitar player, and he's a rock and roller. And all of our kids actually indoctrinated into all the good 80s music and the 70s music. But we're huge music people around here, and he was actually really excited to hear I was coming on your show. I think that might be on my bio that I'm married to my favorite rock and roller, as I sounds like you are.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, thank you so much for being here. God bless you. How can people find you? I know you mentioned that the Mom Strong International, you've got Bible studies, you've got so many things going on. I want to hook up with you too, and maybe we can collaborate on a few things, but tell everybody how they can find you.
They can just find me by going to HeidiSt.John.com. I am lit up like a Christmas tree on the internet. I ran for Congress here in Washington State last year. So if people want to find the Homeschool Resource Center, it's firmlyplantedfamily.org. And we'll link back to the Resource Center there. If they're interested in following me or my podcast or the books that I've written, that's just HeidiSt.John.com. And it should link back to my ministry to women through Bible studies. Again, that is Faith That Speaks. So really excited. Shemaine, just a blessing to meet you. And when I saw, I told you I was stalking you. When I saw that you were married in 1989, I showed that to my husband. He was like, man, good for them. Some of the few to really survive the culture that is Hollywood and the rock and roll industry. And wow, what a blessing. You guys are setting a great example.
Heidi, thank you so much for joining me. God bless you.
God bless you too. Thanks so much.
You know, if you've been feeling a little bit off lately, maybe headaches and dizziness, I want to tell you about a product that I've been using diligently, and it's changed my life. EMF radiation is a thing, and 5G could be causing you to feel dizziness and headaches and things like that. I want to encourage you to go to sparrowgear.com and use the code FAITH to get 10% off. That's sparrowgear.com, and the code is FAITH. Get 10% off. You got to do that. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. You know, we all take little things for granted on occasion, like what's in our water? Maybe just a little mRNA, pharmaceutical drugs, and volatile organic compounds. Yuck. I found Century Wellness System that removes harmful toxins and enriches the water with nutrients, much healthier and cheaper than buying plastic water. Check out centuryh2o.com and use the promo code HEALTHY10 for a discount. That's centuryh2o.com, and the promo code is HEALTHY10 for a discount. Joining me now is a gentleman that I reached out to on Instagram, and he and I have been going back and forth about so many different things. I love it when you get aligned with people that you're following and you suddenly start talking. Well, I wanted to talk to Spencer about what happened at the Miami Mall recently. Spencer Barr, thanks so much for joining me.
Yes, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me again, Shemaine.
The Miami Mall, apparently there were teens fighting with sticks, and more than 60 police cars had to be dispatched, and Black Hawk helicopters, and thousands of homes lost power in the area. Miami International Airport canceled flights. Spencer, it sounds like a lot for kids fighting with sticks, right?
Yeah, it almost looks more like they filmed a movie and they're going to use the footage in the future. And we just don't know about it.
What do you think happened?
I don't always just buy into. So when I hear this story and you hear the word alien, I don't buy into a low vibrational, kind of a darker energetic thought process when it comes to that. That usually is something along the lines of psyops and propaganda and engineered social engineering, you know, and War of the Worlds. We have all these movies where that's exactly what they did. They did this. I want to be careful what I say, but there are these programs where they use mind control and they use radio waves and they use propaganda to control the masses. And I truly think that Miami is just kicking off the new year. I have election year, the circus is here, and the first thing on the list, right out of the gate, Miami Aliens, Project Bluebeam. So, I'm not buying into aliens and UFOs right out of the gate, just because even if you see, oh, I reversed the coordinates and it went to Antarctica. Well, how many other times have you ever reversed coordinates and it taking you to Antarctica or somewhere else? You know, it could be glitches and just silly stuff that's designed to be spread out on social media. What do you think?
I'm with you. They were reportedly seeing 8 to 10 foot tall creatures. But I am wondering, Spencer, if this is just a test. They wanted to see how we react to this mass psychosis event. And you're right, it's an election year. By the way, we can say anything you want here. So don't hold back if you don't want to. Great. Yeah, don't worry about that. But, you know, I tend to think it's a test. And they're going to be doing these types of things more often. And they want to see how fear, you know, you talk about vibration. Fear has a vibration that will inhibit illnesses in our bodies. And they wanted to see how that was going to take place and combine that with the chemtrails, the poisoning of our food, our water, our air. I mean, it doesn't take much to think, wow, are they trying to kill us?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think it's as much kill as control. When it comes to kill, I look at everything. When it comes to killing and the genocide, since I can say whatever, you tell me I can say whatever I need to. When it comes to genocide, I believe our Social Security accounts have credits and debits, and that stuff gets cleared after death and probate. And a lot of massive debts can be paid after the credit side of your ledger sweeps over and balances the debit side. And so is there value to genocide? Yes. But there's also extreme value to debt slaves. So, you know, debt is money too, assets and liabilities. But when it comes to, do I think they're just killing us with jabs, killing us with spray in the air? I think it's more of a control system. And like climate crisis is, I mean, everything, if you just look at it, Miami aliens, I see this, you know, I have 7 points. The Hasidic Jewish synagogue tunnels just came out. The Epstein files, a car slamming into the White House gate, massive hotel explosion in Fort Worth, huge, powerful, completely modified storm that crossed, you know, all of Florida, hit me, nailed Panama City tornadoes, Fort Lauderdale tornadoes we've never seen before like that. New Hampshire House Bill 1700, like, is banning chemtrails. I think we are being bombarded with diversions and just tactics. We're 10 days in. Shemaine, we're 10 days in, and like this list can just keep going.
That tornado in Fort Lauderdale looked really suspicious. Talk about weather modification for just a minute.
Yeah, I mean, just when you talk about fear and frequency, fear ties right into weather modification. So, you know, people fear storms. I live in Florida, and before these hurricanes come, it's just chaotic. It's just mass psychosis to the point where the toilet paper gets ripped off the shelves and there's no bottled water when we still have running water. And so weather modification is something that I think has finally hit the tops of the search bars and the tops of just everyday average people. They know that the weather is no longer normal, and they're not going to buy the narrative from governments and academic agencies and ABC agencies and the WHOs and all this. They are not going to buy this climate narrative, because we understand they're controlling the climate with sprays, aerosol spray injections. I follow climateviewer.com with Jim Lee. He's very professional about his claims, and he studied for decades. And that website is just a ton of knowledge. Dane Wigington with geoengineeringwatch.org. Anybody that's followed these people know how deep just spraying goes. And then now, you know, I'm getting into understanding microwave technology that I believe was used around La Haina. You know, we actually proved that pretty easily. We have microwave tech happening. And if you think about it, the 5G, the fifth generation cell phone towers, they're all installed. You know, they may not be being used for our cell phones at the moment, but could they be being used for other things? And all these Doppler towers that they call NEXRAD towers, usually this omnidirectional Doppler system, you know, the big ball that shoots that gets your dot. I don't believe that that's just a Doppler system anymore, because we watch all of these. We watch how storms are being affected. They can not only create moisture, but they can evaporate moisture from areas. And we've been watching them turn on these NEXRAD towers in waves strategically. like it's programmed to move in direct storms. And people can deny it all they want. And they're like, oh, there's not enough power in those things. And I'm like, yeah, but if you have hundreds of them across the country being like, brrr, like a wave of this like Doppler Nexrad system, you can literally evaporate an area and move a storm system perfectly. And that's what we're witnessing, as well as directional beams that we can literally see on like NORAD, NOAA, and everywhere. So, yeah.
New Hampshire was the first or second state to ban 5G and or weather modification. Sorry, not 5G, but weather modification, geoengineering. Why shouldn't every state? I reached out to our mayor and I've seen these 5G towers around our city. We don't have 5G turned on yet, but you're right. It's just a flick of a switch. It doesn't improve your cell signal at all. Weather modification has been around for decades. Countries have been using this for wars and rumors of wars. It seems to me that it's an election year. They're going to pull out everything they got to make sure, Spencer, maybe there's not an election. I don't know.
Yeah, very much so. They're going to throw the kitchen sink at us from this point forward. Everyone needs to be extremely distracted, in fear, not knowing what to do. And when it comes to weather modification, I really do think there's a lot of moving people and land grabs. So contamination tactics that you'll see on Agenda 2030. We have all that stuff like La Hyena. Have you guys checked in to see how things are going? Are they building back better? How do the people feel over there? I just checked back in and it doesn't look very good. You know, So I think there's a lot of land grabs, especially on these coastal locations where they have smart cities coming up in the future. So, you know, smart cities, I feel like it's just going to be this beautiful waterfront. It's going to draw you in, rebuild, and it's going to be smart everything. And they're going to draw people in. But again, you know, I think it's definitely you got to destroy something before you build back better type system going on. And yeah, I think we're going to see it till 2030 unless people step up and just say no. And don't buy into it anymore because it's just way too obvious.
Yeah, with Maui, what happened to those 3,000 children that have gone missing? Nobody's really following up on that. Haven't heard about that. Spencer, how can people find you on the internet?
Yeah, you can find me on TikTok at Spencer from Florida. So if you type in Spencer from Florida in the search bar on TikTok, I'm getting a pretty decent following just from ranting in my truck. I can talk about anything. I won't usually talk to anybody because I generally like people that are positive and of the light and, you know, happy, nice, kind people. But I can talk about anything to anybody. And also on Instagram, you guys can find me at spencer.bar. And that's my handle on Instagram. There's about 20,000 followers there and about 90 on TikTok. And I'll rant about anything. Send me a message.
Well, I'm glad that I make that cut, that I'm nice enough for you to talk to me.
You're very wonderful and pleasant.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. We got to stick together and we've got to continue to share and spread the light and the love because that's what we're here for. And it's a shame that people feel so suppressed and they are so suppressed. That's why I'm so grateful to have this show on Real America's Voice. You can say anything here. And we lost the First Amendment. Next is the Second Amendment. And then next, I think they're coming after the Bible. Spencer from Florida, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it. I'll be in touch with you, I'm sure.
Awesome. I'd love to come back. Bye, guys.
Okay. God bless. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. My new favorite on-the-go meal replacement is called Kingdom Candy. It's got natural ingredients like spinach and kale and turmeric and pink Himalayan salt. But I love it because, well, not only it's nutritious and delicious, but they have healthy fats and proteins, and you'd never guess that this candy would be healthy for you. It's sugar-free, gluten-free, and zero trans fat. Go to shopfmidr.com and use the code FAITH for a 15% discount. That's shopfmidr.com, code FAITH. Now, everybody wants to eat better in the new year, but sometimes the resolutions we make about food don't really contribute to long-term healthy eating habits. So how do we form those habits? Joining us live now to discuss it, the founder of Kingdom Candy, Dr. Mark Sherwood. Mark, welcome.
Thank you, Shemaine. It's good to see you today. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Okay, before I get into question Q&A with you, can you send me some of the salted caramel? I'm out. I need more of that.
Those are great. I had one just a moment ago, and truly, like you said, great intro, by the way.
Thank you. They are
really healthy. They really do satisfy a sweet tooth, and they are full of fiber, which is unique because they actually keep you really full.
Yes, and Ted likes the peanut butter. I like the salt. I'm all out. And I will even stick one in Ted's like backpack when he's going out hunting. He used to grab a candy bar, Mark. Can you believe it? And now I put Kingdom Candy. They're so good. So thank you. And send me the salted caramel. Okay.
You got it. On the way.
Okay. So why don't most diets work?
Well, I think it boils down to this several different reasons, because we focus on the wrong thing, Shemaine. We focus on weight loss. Not a good idea. The scale is deceiving. You could actually lose weight and get less healthy, or gain weight and get more healthy under certain situations. Secondly, many diets focus on calories. The calorie science is a little bit flawed because each of us break down food in different ways because of the differences in our microbiome. Genetically speaking, from a human standpoint, we're 99% alike, but from our microbiome, we are 90% different. So we really produce these units of energy / calories differently. And I think the reason diets don't work is because my wife likes to say, take off the tea. What do you got left? Die. That's what you feel like once you get into a diet. So yes, we like to really get people in a mode of just, here's what you're going to eat. You can have as much as you want. Eat when you're hungry and don't when you're not.
And you know, what really has helped me, my backstory is in high school and college, I was 20 pounds heavier than I am now. And at one point 30. And I figured out that there was one really important factor to helping me lose weight and keep it off, but also changing what I ate. I in college, I ate cookie dough, chocolate chip cookie dough for breakfast, not kidding you, and pizza and all that. So I know, but I had to go through all that to find out what would really work and to maintain. I've maintained my weight for, I don't know how many years now, 40 or whatever, but exercise is the number one thing, I think, for me, because after you're working out, you get a good workout and a good sweat. The last thing you want to do is eat junk food. You just don't have the taste buds for it anymore. And also for me is, and when you and I started working together, I said, I got to try these. I got to make sure the Kingdom candy bars taste good. I got to read the labels. And I'm very discerning about that. So I'm a label reader, and I think more people should, and get rid of all the chemicals and food dyes that are in their food products, don't you think?
I do. You know, God did not make us to go on diets, and he certainly didn't create these false or fake foods. I call them frankenfoods, quite honestly, Shemaine. And, you know, God made us to move. He made us to eat his food he made. He made us to de-stress. He gave us a piece about that, and he gave us the common sense to be able to sleep appropriately. And so the bottom line is with that, you know, we tried to create Kingdom Candy and really all the philosophies in which we operate in with this idea of how do we create the most healthy of lives we can have to be able to do what we want, when we want, how we want, as often as we want, and not hurt, which I really use those things to define true wellness.
Now, what made you want to start this business and start making meal replacement bars and all the things that you do? I know you write books as well, and I have those. Thank you for sending those to me.
Well, you're welcome. And, you know, we got into the books and movies and the Kingdom product business, and just as an extension of what we do, because like I want to provide a way for people to be led down a pathway of true healing. what we have right now in our world doesn't work. I mean, clearly, America right now, and really the world, is in the most unhealthy place physically, emotionally, spiritually that I can remember in my lifetime. And physically speaking, proven, it's the most unhealthy it's ever been in history, especially in America. And we're profiting on that. And that goes right through me. And it gives me a little bit of a shiver to even say that. But here's the thing. If a person has a process and a protocol that works and tastes good and is fun and it's something that everybody can do, look, we're all going to be better off for it. So, you know, we have a passion to help people. And again, whoever people are, wherever they are, you know, we believe they have the right to have the best life possible.
Yeah, so that we can continue to help. When we help other people get healthier, they can help other people get healthier too. So it all works out. Now, tell me about the movies. I don't think I knew that you were producing films.
Yeah, we produced 5 full-length movies now. We started several years ago with the idea to provide, faith-filled family entertainment. And it's been fascinating. One highlight of those movies was my wife, her story. It's the movie called The Prayer List. And we produced The Prayer List, Heaven's Date, WWJR, and also a movie called Holy Flicks, another one called Fork Your Diet. But my favorite probably has been The Prayer List because it talks about my wife's struggles and how she overcame them. Man, people need to watch that one because you'll appreciate the ability to come back and appreciate sort of where we come from and what really drives us. And those are all found on our website, of course, at Sherwood.tv, but really they're all over the place at PureFlix, Amazon, et cetera.
Nice. That's why I'm here, Mark, is because I got sick and almost died from toxic mold exposure. Yeah. I don't want anybody to go through what I went through. And that's why I wrote my book as well. So I think it's these stories, you know, when what brings us closer to our knees brings us actually closer to God. And now that I have seen the things that's in our air, soil, and water, and the chemicals in our food, and people who don't know that toxic mold is really deadly and can kill you. Not only that, it's like a slow killer. So many people are giving their kids allergy medication and they don't even know why. They just follow doctor's orders, and God bless them. There are a few great doctors out there, for you, for example, but there are a lot who are just regurgitating what they've learned in medical school. And unfortunately, it doesn't get updated enough to talk about some of these things like toxic mold. Are you really operating in as a practicing physician?
Yeah, we do see people all the time. Our whole mentality here is we deal with really nutrition, sleep, stress management, movement, hormones, peptides, genetics. We do a lot of that comprehensive, really specialty testing as well. And our whole philosophy here, Shemaine, is to really create a human that's really biologically aging well. Our biological aging speed and processes are quite different than our chronological age. Now, when you see the calendar turn over, everybody like starts over, but I don't look at that. We have some unique tests that can actually quantify our biological aging speed, processes, and pace. And so along those lines, I'm always looking for mold. And by the way, I'm seeing more mold and mycotoxin exposure today than I have in the last 15 years. And interestingly enough, a lot of people don't realize this. One of the main sources of mold / mycotoxins is coffee. Most coffee today, 50% or more, has some mold and mycotoxins in it. Just, it makes sense because it's a powder that can gather moisture. And I think that coupled with the dysfunction that is in our current detoxification system because of lack of quality nutrition, it creates this perfect negative storm, if you will, for these toxins to get stored, and mold and mycotoxins get stored like other toxins in our fat tissue. And so people begin to have brain fog because the brain is mostly fat. Yeah. As people have gained weight, obviously they see more home for potential toxins. And so it's created quite a milieu that, you're right, it could bring people down even to the point of death.
Yes, it's a slow killer. Dr. Mark Sherwood, thank you so much for joining me. What's your website again?
Yeah, people can go to Sherwood.tv, and really all the things that we do are there. And And I really encourage people, Shemaine, to to get yourself some Kingdom candy, man. Seriously, because if nothing else, man, it's going to satisfy your sweet tooth, and you can eat that while you're out for a walk, man. How about that?
You know, I only promote sponsors here on this show that Ted and I have both tried and tested, and we've researched, and we love these products. So do please send me more of the salted caramel, Mark.
You got it. And I'll also send you our brand new book too. So it's coming your way.
Oh, good. Thank you so much. God bless you, Mark. Thank you. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having
coming
me.
Coming up next, how you can make the best of 2024 with me. Stay tuned.
I don't know how you feel about this, but we don't like to buy meat from the store. We don't want to encourage anybody to buy meat from the store.
It's unsafe.
It's unsafe. It's got antibiotics, chemicals, mRNA in it. But we did find this beef that is freaking amazing.
I'm not a big fan of beef, but I've become a big fan of beef. It's the best we've ever had.
Seriously, the best steak ever. And that's coming from the Whackmaster and our friends.
Switch to America with Shemaine.com, the best beef in the world.
If you really want to try it, check out Switch to America with Shemaine. What's
that? Switch to America with Shemaine. I switch to America with Shemaine.com. Switch to America with Shemaine.com, the best beef, the most delicious, the healthiest beef in the world.
We love it, and we know you will too.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this.
Joining us live now to discuss, Mom Patriot, my friend, and project manager of Switch to America, Tricia Rodriguez. Tricia, how are you?
Hello. Hi, Shemaine. Thank you so much for having me on. Good to see you. Love that
commercial.
Good to
see you. We text and talk about 10 times a day, right? But I don't see you this often.
I know. Yes, we do. And I love that. And thank you. Thank you for the Switch to America with Shemaine.com. By the way, I got my ribeyes today. Have you
did
received
you?
More?
No, yeah. I need them. And every day we're like, when we're down to one ribeye, I'm like, okay, we're not going to give that to guests. We're just going to save it for Ted. We need to order more though.
It's so delicious.
Tricia, tell us about, you used to be an actress. How did you go from actress to activist?
Gosh, that's a good question. I think it was just always in my blood, Shemaine. I was always doing community theater in El Paso, born and raised in a border town. You know, oh boy, here we go. Good stuff. Oh, we're digging up some good stuff here. Oh no, this is funny. But community theater in El Paso, Texas, loved it and got accepted to Harvard in Boston, worked with some Royal Shakespeare Academy people and, you know, Steve Martin, and just had the time of my life. I just think I was always performing, Shemaine. I was always like on the bed singing or, you know, doing something in El Paso with the El Paso. Those are my Viking days. Hey, I'm still a warrior. It's
are.
Not a far stretch. I went
you
from.
You are. And then what happened in your life that you went from that to, I know you've got your own podcast and you're very outspoken. What made you make the switch, or have you always been like that?
So I think I've always been like, I think there's a Viking in everybody. You know, when I watched that this morning, I said, oh my God, my Viking is, she's still there. My Viking is still there. But, you know, New York was amazing for 25 years. I produced, I directed, I had a great time, and I met some incredible people. Then I worked for Donald Trump in real estate, but long story short, Shemaine, when 2020 hit, I did get that call from my brother, Nino Rodriguez. And he's like, I think it's time you get out of there. Now, I survived 9/11, the terrorist attack in New York. And I said, yeah, I don't know about this funky virus where I'm outside and somehow the extreme liberal left radicals are telling me that I have to mask up outside. That didn't set well. And I said, David, I think you're right. I think I've had a lot of fun out here. I've achieved a lot. And I think it's time I go back to the Southwest where I can get some normalcy in Arizona. So I made the jump. I came back. And then we started this whole Patriot you know, community and wellness and toxic free community, which has been amazing. So I'm still, you know, I'm still interviewing people, talking to people all the time and trying to find my inner Viking.
It's fun, isn't it? I love talking to people and finding out what makes them who they are. Yeah. One of the things you and I have been talking about lately is lab-grown and 3D printed beef. Are you kidding me? Talk about that for a minute.
Jermaine, I'd rather eat fresh roadkill. That is so disgusting. I can't even imagine. But yeah, basically, you know, I think the for the conflicted carnivore, let me just say I am not conflicted. Okay. When I look at this, I say no. Give me the real beef. So we have the beef over here with the never ever label. So never any hormones, never any antibiotics, no pesticides, no mRNA, grass fed. And for the conflicted carnivore who thinks that this is a good idea, yeah, no, I don't think so. The cows roam the grasslands freely. You know, I would say get your beef with Switch to America with Shemaine.com or come over to The Freedom Switch with Tricia. .com or The Freedom Switch with Tricia on Facebook. But the beef, that terrifies me. That feels like another leftist radical movement that I'm just not jumping on board with. I'm not going to mask up outside. I mean, those days are over. And I'm certainly not going to eat this cell-cultivated lab cultivated beef. Don't you find this terrifying?
It's not only terrifying, it's gross. But I can't admit, I've also heard, have you heard this, that they are actually using this lab-grown meat in 3D printed beef in some restaurants and grocery stores even. Have you heard that?
Yes. And in Germany, they're definitely pushing that in all the restaurants. And I'm just terrified. I've been to a few, I don't know about your audience, but have you been to a few restaurants where you actually, I've already started questioning the meat. I'm like, please send this back. This doesn't look right. It doesn't taste right. I'm not sure what this is. So I feel like it's already out there. It's already happening. And the FDA has approved it with the upside whatever company, which I call it the upside down company. Like, forget it. There's no way I'm doing it. So I'll stick to my toxic free alternative over here with the never ever label, our grass fed beef. And I hope your audience does too. I'm just trying to offer the alternative. You know, we also just launched Berberine. I don't know if you've heard of Berberine, but you know, for all the women on the weight loss management, and they're taking these Ozempic shots.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm like, what? I'm not going to inject that into my body and get sick to try to lose a few pounds. Thank you. I'll join Shemaine. I'll do your wellness workouts and I'll take the Berberine over here. So we've launched a few things at our shopping club, which again, the Freedom Switch with Tricia.com or the beef at Switch to America with Shemaine, which, you know, you love the ribeyes, right? I think they're
I do. And as I mentioned with Mark Sherwood, when you told me about this, Ted, I told Ted, you know, we're hunters. We hunt all the time. We have we have three freezers full of venison that we do give away to a lot of people. But sometimes we want to switch it up and we tried the beef. It is so freaking good. And who wants to get in a car and drive to the grocery store? It's always packed. You wait in line.
Right.
Some people are not nice. I'd rather have it delivered right to my door.
Right. It's so convenient. Comes right to your door. It's hermetically sealed and dry ice. And he goes really thick on the cuts. By the way, I've been to this man's ranch in Idaho Falls. Shemaine, guess what? They pray over their food. That's what I said.
I like it even more now. Oh, my gosh.
Awesome. I don't know if I told you that, but I said, you know what? I'm in the right company. They're praying. They don't want to kill me. They're saying the Lord's Prayer right now. I think I'm good.
I love that. I've got just a less than a minute. I want to switch gears. You're at the border a lot. Your family lives there. What's going on in El Paso? I've got about 40 seconds.
Sure. It's very real. There is a crisis. Everyone should be going to border911.com. I watched your show with Tom Homan. He's absolutely 100% correct. So I was in El Paso in December. We went downtown. We went to, I think it was St. Matthew's Downtown Church near the border. A mile long of people. And let me tell you, Shemaine, having lived in New York City, I'm not a shy person. I'm not afraid easily. I did not want to get out of the car. I was locking the doors. I'm like, okay, They're coming, you know, from, I think, Afghanistan, Ukraine, Central, South America. This is very scary. They should have Nino on the border reporting for Fox News. They should, because
Nino, Nino and Ted, right?
Yeah, Nino and
Nino
Ted.
And Ted.
It's a real problem.
I need to get him and you, come to the ranch sometime, and we'll teach you how to bow hunt. He's a little
squishy
about that.
I know. He loves deer. He's a, he's an animal lover, but you know, but listen, for all of the talk of borders are immoral. Listen, it's nonsense. We've got 100,000 kids missing, you know, fentanyl, people dying of fentanyl, and the border crisis is real. So I'm with Tom Homan on this. We got to wake up. We really do. Or what are we leaving to our kids? Worse yet, I don't want to see another 9/11. Okay.
So this is,
it's for real.
Tricia, thank you so much for joining me, and I'm sure I'll be talking to you soon.
Absolutely. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
I mentioned before that I got sick and almost died from toxic mold, and I spent a lot of time researching supplements and products that would help me get better. And I'm very discerning about what I put into my body, as I mentioned, and I don't always eat right, but I do put a scoop of Field of Greens in my water, and then I feel like I'm getting my fair share of fruits and vegetables, what I need to feel better, look better, have my hair feel good, my skin feel better. Go to fieldofgreens.com and use the discount code FREEDOM. I think you'll love this product, but even if you don't, for any reason, it's 100% money back guarantee. fieldofgreens.com and the promo code is FREEDOM. Guys, if you want to get in better shape in 2024, you want to have a coach to help you, I've been in the fitness industry for 40 some years, who's counting, go to my website, ShemaineNugent.rocks, and check out Revelation Health and also Revolution Faith. Thank you guys so much for being here. God bless you. I'll see you right here next week.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this.